This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Today in Vienna, Austria, the International Atomic Energy Agency's Board of Governors is meeting to discuss Iran and its nuclear program. In what may be a setback for the United States, only three countries on the 35-member board are supporting fully the U.S. hardline approach to Iran. The majority of members favor a resolution that does not penalize Iran yet, but encourages it to continue opening its nuclear facilities for inspection. Here with us to talk about the meeting is NPR's Mike Schuster. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
So the IAEA's nuclear inspectors went into Iran some time ago. All October they were there. Now they've come out and summarized the findings for us.
Actually, they've been all over Iran for the last half year, looking into all suspected nuclear sites in Iran. And essentially what they've come up with is that Iran has been building a nuclear infrastructure secretly for the last 18 years. They have been engaged in activities to enrich uranium and reprocessed plutonium, which could be fuel for nuclear bombs. The report that the IAEA surfaced last week concludes that there wasn't overt evidence of a nuclear weapons program, meaning designs or explosives, but that there was all of this information that gave them great cause of concern about what Iran was doing.
So what is the status of these various resolutions about what this oversight board thinks we should do?
Well, going into the meeting, the United States wanted to find Iran in non-compliance of its nuclear safeguard agreement with the IAEA and refer it to the UN Security Council, where Iran could face international economic sanctions. The United States only got three members of the Board of Governors of the IAEA to support that: New Zealand, Canada, and Australia. Against that are the Europeans, who want to acknowledge that Iran is now cooperating with the IAEA and has agreed under ultimatum from the IAEA to stop its reprocessing of plutonium and stop uranium enrichment and allow more intrusive inspections. And so now there's a revised resolution sponsored by the Europeans that says the IAEA deeply deplores the activities of Iran, but welcomes greater cooperation between Iran and the IAEA.
This is not good enough for the U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the IAEA should be doing more diplomatically. What's going on here?
Well, Secretary of State Powell earlier this week said there should be some kind of trigger mechanism in the resolution so that if the IAEA determines that Iran is still cheating, which they believe Iran has been, if it's still cheating, that might trigger automatic referral to the UN Security Council. It's not clear that the Europeans want to do that.
And what's going to happen then? What's the U.S. position going to be?
Well, probably the United States will maintain this pressure to take action against Iran, to hold a kind of sort of Damocles of Security Council action and possible international sanctions over Iran. But at the same time, the United States is faced with a lot of greater and more problematic foreign policy problems, like Iraq. And so it seems that at least behind the scenes, the Bush administration is content to put pressure on the European resolution, but to let the Europeans be out front. And I think that the United States, in the end, is going to accept that Iran needs more time, the IAEA needs more time, to fully flesh out the information about this program and to see whether Iran will continue to cooperate.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. NPR's Mike Schuster.
You're welcome, Alex.